Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's Hour 1 on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. I guess no news is good news when it comes to an update on DeMar Hamlin. And there's been a lot of speculation, some reports, but I'm going to wait till we get official reports here. But as it stands of this morning, no real updates there. The NFL says the Bills and Bengals will not be played this week. We'll look at some of the options as we move forward with that. Can you reschedule that? Can you move the playoffs back a week? We'll talk about that with Chris Sims from NBC Sports. He'll join us coming up in a little bit. The former All-Pro defensive end Marcellus Wiley has some very interesting thoughts on what happened Monday night in Cincinnati. Phone calls always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Thank you to all the great phone calls yesterday. It was a difficult day for all involved, and trying to get through that, understand that, trying to keep things in perspective of what happened Monday night, now what happens as we move forward, what the NFL does, the safety, the concerns, the contributions, charitable contributions to DeMar Hamlin and his foundation. Wonderful moments there. A lot of players, teams stepped up. And here is a player who was basically trying to raise $2,500 for Christmas gifts. And now we're approaching $6 million in donations. Players, Tom Brady stepped up, Matthew Stafford stepped up, teams stepped up. And really, it was remarkable to be able to see that yesterday unfold. This program brought to you by DraftKings, the sportsbook same-game parlays. You can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app. Sign up with the code Patrick. Get a special offer. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. We will have stat of the day, poll question, play of the day, all of that forthcoming. Seton, in fact, let's start with you with whatever poll question you might be considering.
Next year, Jim Harbaugh will be
Wow. That's 3 minutes in, and we're hitting on a hot button here.
Let's go.
Well, there's a new report that he's had a conversation with the Carolina Panthers owner, David Tepper. Now, it's not an interview. That, to me, is like, what's the conversation? Okay, so if I have a conversation, at what point does it become an interview? If I'm the owner of the Carolina Panthers, if I just have a conversation, am I interviewing you? I mean, if I sit at the dinner table with my wife and I ask her questions, I'm not interviewing her. We're having a conversation. We're just having dinner. But I wondered about that, where you go, Jim Harbaugh can say, you know what? He just wanted to pick my brain. I took the call, you know, just wanted to, you know, have a conversation with him. You know, I got some players that maybe the Panthers could be interested in, you know, leaving Michigan.
There you go.
I mean, there's a lot of ways to sort of massage this a little bit. I think Jim Harbaugh is done in Michigan. I really do. I think that he, now, I don't know. I haven't been told anything. I'm just looking at this from afar. And you know, I'm going to put in some common sense. Jim Harbaugh's probably taken that program as far as he can take it. Got to the Final Four twice. He's a hot commodity again. You beat Ohio State twice. 3 years ago, the NFL was really in play. Last year, the NFL was really in play. He got turned down by the Vikings, reportedly. Do I think Jim Harbaugh goes, I'm going to be 60 next year? If I don't go now, when am I going? And here's the thing. When you go into the NFL, if you fail, and most college coaches do, you can always go back to college. I mean, look at Steve Spurrier. Look at Nick Saban. I mean, you know, unless you have a situation like Urban Meyer did, where there's too much baggage for him to go anywhere other than, you know, the pregame show at Fox, Jim Harbaugh is going to have opportunities if he wants to. But he's got Michigan, and he left Michigan in a better place than when he got there. After taking over for Brady Hoke and what he's done with them, I get the feeling that he's probably seriously considering coaching in the NFL. Now, I don't know if he just wants a job or there's a specific job, because there's a difference there. Carolina, okay, that's a winnable division. But I don't know if he's as hot a coaching commodity as Sean Payton is. And Sean Payton's going to be able to go, I think I want Carolina. And he could probably get Carolina. But Jim Harbaugh having a conversation with an owner, to me, sounds like semantics. That's an interview. I'm going to pick your brain. Jim, you interested? Like, what conversation do you have where it doesn't get to, are you interested in the job? What would it take for you to leave Michigan? I mean, what else are you talking about? Hey, who do you like a national title game, Jim? Yeah, Seton.
It's kind of feeling like, you know how it's nice to be wanted?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh feels like a guy who likes to be wanted. Because you could go back to, let's see, this is 2009, yeah. I want to say. And a statement, in response to the persistent reports speculating about my interest in other coaching positions, I would like to unequivocally state that I am 100% committed to Stanford.
Oh, okay.
He's always the guy who's, before he jumps ship, there's the rumor swirling, and he's like, would you just stop? Okay, I'm not leaving Stanford for the NFL.
Well, it's not as egregious as Nick Saban.
No, it's not as egregious, but every single end of the season, it's Jim Harbaugh on the move?
Question mark?
And it's every season. Like, he just signed a 5-year deal and another 1-year extension and all this stuff. And it's like, God, why do these reports always just follow me? Where are they coming from? Why does everybody always say this stuff about me? What is it with these rumors?
But look at Matt Rhule. Failed in the NFL, got the job at Nebraska. Jim Harbaugh may go, let me try this one more time. Let me see if I can get a Super Bowl, because my brother has a Super Bowl. And he might say, I got some things, you know, he was very good. He's very good every place he goes. And would probably be good in the NFL. The question is, can you say to your alma mater, and it's been contentious there, it's been a little bit more of a bumpy ride there, but they wanted something back from him, like money, and then he probably said, well, I want money back from you because look at what I did. Now he got to the Final Four again, and he probably looks around and factor these things in as well. College football now, as opposed to college football 5, 10 years ago, is completely different. Because you got transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, you know, the NIL deals that are going on, and the players are coming and going. NFL is, I got a salary cap, I get to draft you, I get you under contract. It sounds simpler than college. And it wasn't always that way. You know, college football is you get there, you're under contract with your scholarship, and you're not leaving for at least 3 years. Now it's like, I had a decent year. I think I'm going to go. Where are you going? Well, they offered me a couple million dollars. Okay. With the NFL, it's, and I never thought I would say that, it's more simplistic than college football is right now. I got one job. I just coach you. I don't have to worry about, you know, the local car dealer going, hey, we're going to give Jimmy Lipper $4 million. Wait, now I got a 20-year-old with making as much money as maybe some coaches. What could go wrong in a situation like that? Ego. Coaches are all control freaks. Yeah. I mean, that's why Saban is so good in college. Wasn't good in the NFL. You could control more. Now that's not the case. And I think Jim Harbaugh, he wanted the Minnesota job reportedly and was turned down. Went back, did a wonderful job. You beat Ohio State twice. You've gone to the Final Four twice. I don't know if it gets any better. And that's why I think if Jim Harbaugh is offered the job, I think he's going to coach in the NFL next year. Yeah, Paul.
Two things. I wonder if there's going to be a day with NIL if a college player is making more than their head coach. And here's a possible example. Mack Brown at North Carolina makes $5 million a year, right? I wonder if his quarterback is approaching that. Because we said there's reports out there that Drake May was being wooed at $5 million a year from two different teams. How attractive as a jumping off point is the Carolina Panthers? Fresh, open, you know, blank slate at the quarterback position.
I don't want to have a blank slate at the quarterback position.
They have a top eight draft pick.
Yeah, but you're not going to get a great quarterback.
Yeah.
To me, any job you take, if you get the opportunity to pick, I look at the quarterbacking situation. I mean, I want to look at ownership. Like Denver, the owner wants to be involved in picking the coach, not the GM, the owner does. That would make me nervous. But, you know, you give me the eighth pick in the draft, I don't have a quarterback. I'm in a division that's not very good. I gave away Christian McCaffrey. Who do we have here? I mean, the fact that they were in playoff contention is really due to how bad the NFC South was. Yes, Eden.
But isn't there something to be said about that blank slate, like Paulie was just sort of talking about, the Carolina Panthers, Houston Texans, where it's sort of like you're not stuck with – very rarely does a really good coaching job open up that's locked in at quarterback. You don't have to worry about that. That's taken care of. Those jobs don't come available.
Yeah. But I'd rather take the Texans job. Because I know I'm going to get Bryce Young. I'd rather take the Texans job. And that's also a division that you can get better quicker and you can compete. Yeah. Whereas I'm in Carolina. I'm in no man's land. So I'm going to get Derek Carr. I'm going to get Jimmy Garoppolo. Who am I going to get? Am I going to get the fourth rated quarterback in the draft? Am I to get who? See, that would concern me. I got to know, are we going to spend money? What quarterback's going to be available? Now let's start the rebuild. Because if you don't have a quality quarterback, I don't care how good your team is. It's not going to matter. Yeah, Paul.
Your boy is still there on IR, Matt Corral from Ole Miss, sitting there at Carolina, rookie contract.
I do like Matt Corral.
Yeah, he loves you,
Matt Corral.
I do love Matt Corral. Not enough to leave Michigan to go coach Carolina.
It's a bold statement.
And what's the reason why you left, Coach Harbaugh? Matt Corral factor. No?
What about the Matt Corral factor? Yeah.
Have you listened to Dan Patrick? He loves Matt Corral.
I'm right with him.
It's Matthew, guys.
Yeah. He changed it?
Yeah.
What other poll question do we have? I'll ask Chris Sims that, what he thinks is going to happen with Harbaugh.
Well, yeah, I think we just stumbled onto that one.
Yeah, that's
better,
good.
Better head coaching opportunity, Panthers-Texans.
Well, I also go back to ownership, and I don't know about the Texans' ownership. Now, that would make me nervous as well. Because if ownership lets you do your job, when you look at success in the NFL, most of the time, ownership stays out of the football, on the field business. They handle business, but you know, that's why the Cowboys have always tripped over themselves, because Jerry gets too involved. He cares too much. Whereas Robert Kraft goes, they know more than I do. I'm really good at this. They're really good at that. The Steelers have always been great, consistent. The Packers, trying to stay out of it. Now, that's a different type of ownership there. The New York Football Giants were great for decades because ownership stayed out of things, trusted the coaches that they had, the players that they had, the GMs they had. You know, even you go, I mean, it's littered. History, look at the Kansas City Chiefs. They stay out of it. They just let Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes do what they need to do. They don't, their ego is good. It's these owners who are, you know, self-made now, and it's about social media. It's about, hey, notice me. A lot of these owners, they don't get involved in that, and I think their teams benefit as a result. Yeah, Paulie.
Would you guys rather have the Colts job? Because it will be, people will be interviewed for that job. It's interim, so they have to. Mm-hmm. Colts job or Carolina Panthers job? Are they pretty close?
Well, the Colts have more talent, I think, both sides of the ball. I got a blank slate at both team with both teams at quarterback.
Colts had the fifth pick, and if they do their job, they can get it maybe up to the third pick. If you know what I mean.
Mm, yeah. You still have some expectations with that team too, though.
Yeah, but Carolina flirting with the playoffs. I mean, that owner doesn't seem patient.
We're still not that far away from the Colts being one player away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Andrew Luck is coming back.
I'm in the drive-up line for drop-off. It's cool. Oh. Listen to the show.
Yes, Todd.
I think in the short term, I would take the Carolina job just because the AFC is so stacked. If I want to make an immediate impact, they both are in weak divisions, but I would lean towards Carolina.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah. All right, we'll settle on a poll question. Chris Sims will join us. Your phone calls are always welcome. Let's see, anything else that we need to tell you about? We'll run through the scenarios, what could happen here, trying to reschedule the Bills-Bengals, if they're able to do it. So we got a lot of things to get to. And hopefully we get some more good news about DeMar Hamlin. We'll keep an eye on that, social media, the updates, and the people we have around the sport who are always willing to contribute to this program if there's breaking news. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings. Ah, the fans, the tradition, the glory. There's nothing more thrilling than college football, and it all comes down to the national title game. One of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, DraftKings Sportsbook, national title game. And right now, $5 bet. New customers bet $5 on college football, get $200 in free bets instantly. That's win or lose. Plus, everyone can combine multiple bets for bigger payout with DraftKings same-game parlays. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code Patrick. And new customers bet just $5 on college football, get $200 in free bets instantly. That's promo code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ohio. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I was watching Oklahoma City face Boston last night. Who has it better than I do? Nobody.
Everybody.
Yeah. Oklahoma City scored 150 points last night, and they didn't have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Wow. They had five players score at least 20 points last night. Giannis went for 55 without making a three-pointer. That's the most by any player without making at least one three-pointer since 1979, and that's when they introduced the three-point shot. Yes, Paulie?
I have a theory on the Oklahoma City Thunder. When you have a team where there's one guy doing all the shooting and he takes a night off, everyone's like, cool, I'm getting my shots up tonight. I think they had five guys with 20-plus.
Yes, they did.
I think it's a green light for the rest of the team.
Yes, they did. This in from Jeremy Fowler of the Mothership. The Commanders are expected to go back to Taylor Heinicke as the starter for the season finale against the Cowboys. Rookie Sam Howell also slated to play. And say goodbye to Carson Wentz. Probably deactivate Carson Wentz, and you wonder if he'll ever play again in the NFL. Let's bring in Chris Sims, the former NFL quarterback, and of course, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. If I would have told you 5 years ago, Carson Wentz may be on his way out of football, you would have said what?
I'd go, wow. I mean, what happened? How serious was his injury? Yeah. That he had that would make him want to retire at this point of his career. That's what I would have thought. You know, I don't think he's going to be out of football, Dan, but I'd certainly think he's officially relegated to backup quarterback. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And again, you know, that's, I understand it, but let's not forget too. It's this year, the last game, it was not good. I get that. You know, he was the quarterback of a team earlier this year who couldn't protect or run the ball at all. Taylor Heinicke kind of got to get the benefits of when the team got together. But, you know, he was okay last year. It was 27 touchdowns and 7 interceptions last year. It's not the worst guy in football. No. He just makes some dumb mistakes, but I think his starting days are done, Dan.
All right, let me ask you about the Bills and Bengals in the aftermath. If you're a player on the Buffalo Bills right now, how much do you want to have this game rescheduled or make it a tie?
I don't want it rescheduled. I don't. Like, I think I'd want, if I was a player, or even as I sit here right now, I just want to go, let's just move on with life and continue to go forward here. It just, the karma throwing us back out there on the field this week, or even maybe next week, where that's been thrown out there as well. To me, you're just going to reignite the bad thoughts and the feelings and all the mental health issues that could go along with this to where, hey, this is just – it's an unforeseen circumstance. It's
we're an uncharted – what about the Bengals?
I know. It stinks. Life's not fair sometimes. And that's just the way it fell. I don't know. I'm sorry. I do feel for them. I understand that. I feel for the Ravens and the fact that they don't get a chance, or maybe the Bills could have beat the Bengals, and then the Ravens could have beat the Bengals, and they could win, you know, the division and have a home playoff game. But it's just the way it's, you know, shook out this year. And it's unfortunate, certainly, because the Bengals are really good. But you know one thing I know about the Bengals? They don't give a damn. That's for sure. They got a quarterback, I think, who goes, okay, wait, whatever, it doesn't matter, F it. If we got to go play on the road and beat Josh Allen and Mahomes there, we can do it. Bring it on, and I think they'll be just fine.
Yeah, I wonder if – what do you do if you're the NFL? Because if Buffalo says we don't want to go back to Cincinnati,
yeah,
you can't hand them a forfeit. It'll look bad. You know, the court of public opinion would be really, really upset with the NFL. But I don't know. Can you do winning percentage when it comes to the seeding for the playoffs?
Yeah, I feel like that's, to me, the best option.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it, at least. It's not going to be fair. But I think that's really, as we look at it right now, you know, it's either, hey, we go on this week and we push forward and we play the week 18 slate and the Bills and Bengals played one less game than everybody else and we just got to figure it out. Or it's, wait, we make everybody else not play football, right?
Yeah.
For a week and we finish that game.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. They finish week 18 and then they finish that game the week after. To me, that just causes more problems and issues than it's worth. And I think you just got to go forward.
When you got injured and you lost your spleen, take me back to what the medical, like, I don't know if you knew how badly you were, you know, hurt.
Right.
It was different than Monday night. And I'm not trying to make the comparison other than the medical facilities and the attention that were on the field that day when you got injured.
Yeah. Well, I think the NFL has gotten even better in that department as compared to my day right now. That's what, 16 years ago, basically. But, you know, it was kind of a controversial thing there because, again, I was somebody that, it wasn't as jarring as what we saw here the other night. But, you know, they brought my wife in to say bye to me. And because they weren't sure.
When did they
brought my wife in right before I was going to go into surgery and all that to say bye to me because I had lost 9 pints of blood, right? And you only got 14 in your body, and they were already starting the blood transfusion at that point. It was very iffy.
Wow.
And I had a ton of blood in my abdomen, and they didn't know. So, you know, again, I can relate to a degree. This was far more serious and immediate right at the moment. But the medical attention was phenomenal. It was the hard part, you know, and we talk about this a lot, is just that I was a grown man. I didn't think I was dying on the field. I wasn't sure what was wrong with me. I was extremely uncomfortable.
But you were dying.
I was dying, right. I was bleeding out internally. And that's why I was short. I couldn't figure out why can't I breathe? As the game was getting to the end, like I couldn't, because I had so much blood trapped in my abdomen, there was no room for my lungs to expand. This was certainly a more harsh reality check here and hit home, especially because we saw it in the marquee game, maybe of the year on Monday Night Football. But the medical staff couldn't have been better. And some of them took some heat because I continued to play and all that. And it wasn't fair. They did everything they could within their power, and it was a weird injury, and it was unforeseen at that time, and you know, still hasn't been seen to this point to this day.
And you're taught to hide the injury.
Right. Well, we were 0-2. I'm a Sims, so I'm already a stubborn SOB, all right? And I haven't established myself as a definite, you know, franchise quarterback, right, Dan?
Yeah.
I mean, they were going to, wait, you're going to have to pull me off the field. That just wasn't going to happen. And that's the struggle that, you know, the NFL and players have to this day.
All right, if you're Jim Harbaugh, Feels like there's more than just smoke here. If the NFL calls, let's say Carolina offers Jim Harbaugh the job. What do you do?
I think he'll take it. That's the first thing. I brought his name up, you know, in conjunction with the Broncos last week a little with Florio on PFT just because I've heard from too many people around football that, that think he's trying to get back into the NFL. That's his ultimate goal. I understand, like, the appeal. I mean, he's one of the safer bets out there. I think him, Sean Payton, are probably the safest bet as far as, like, you know, you need a guy that's stable, proven, tried, true, will come in, change the culture, get things going in the right direction. Yeah, he makes sense for that. And I can see that why a Denver or a Carolina would like a guy like Jim Harbaugh.
I don't see Sean Payton in Carolina. Feels like, and it feels like Sean Payton is going to have his pick of whatever job. Therefore, right. I want to know what's the best quarterbacking situation that I'm going to go into. Would that be where, you know, Harbaugh and Sean Payton would probably go, who's your quarterback going to be? Carolina doesn't have one unless you say, hey, the reclamation project of Sam Darnold, okay. You don't have a high draft pick. I think you have eighth. Whereas Denver, you don't have any draft picks, and you got your quarterback there.
Right.
Arizona, maybe, if that's open. You got Cliff Kingsbury, if you're all in on that. The Colts, good team, no quarterback.
Right.
Handicap the jobs there if you're Sean Payton or Jim Harbaugh.
Right. You know, the Cliff Kingsbury thing's interesting. I think when all said and done, they'll stay status quo because of the Kyler Murray injury, and it seems like there is guarantees in Cliff Kingsbury's contract through 2026, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that'll save him at the end of the day. And then the other three, you know, you said it right. I think the thing that's interesting about Jim Harbaugh is I don't think quarterback is a make it or break it type of thing for him. He's not going to make the team about that. We know what they're going to do. It's going to be some boring offense that's going to be detailed and tough, and the defense is going to be detailed and tough, and they're going to tackle you and block you and play situational football the right way. That's what you're going to get from Jim Harbaugh. Sean Payton, I would think is a little bit more quarterback thinking that way. You know, and Denver's the one that jumps out to you when you certainly think about that situation.
But is that an enviable job?
I know. That's the question.
I mean, who would have thought if I would say, hey, you get to coach Russell Wilson in Denver, and that might be a negative.
That's the thing we don't know is what are his thoughts and feel of Russell Wilson? I mean, I think everybody knows Russell Wilson's good, and we expect him to turn it around. I think there was, you know, again, the league itself, I think Seattle was always telling people, hey, he's good, but he might not be as great as you think. And I think a lot of people thought, oh, maybe they're just saying that for propaganda purposes and all of that. But how could you not think that by watching that this year? But let me just say this about the Carolina Panthers, too. I think that team's got a lot of young talent. It's just a quarterback situation. So it's, is it the dysfunction? Can you fix the Broncos and that quarterback? Because the team has a lot of things you like. Or do you go with, wait, we got a team in Carolina and Indianapolis who have some potential, but the quarterback is still a major issue and has to be fixed there?
I guess this is a good problem for the Giants to have, but I brought it up in September. If they play well, if they go to the playoffs, now what do you do with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley? Because you got to make big financial commitments. I'll make you the owner of the Giants. What are you going to do with those two players now that you're playoff bound?
I'm going to keep them for sure. I've been saying that with the Daniel Jones situation here for a little bit. One, I mean,
but franchise, or are you going to give him a long, you know, big deal?
I'm going to give him a deal. I'm going to give him a deal that's like, you know, maybe a 3-4 year deal that I can get out of after a year or two, maybe 2 years to be safe that way.
What if he says no?
Well, I would go, well, tell me where the grass is greener and tell me who's going to believe in you more than we are.
He could go to Washington. He could go to Carolina.
Well, he could, but do they have Brian Daboll? And you know, do they believe in him the way Brian Daboll and the Maras and the Tisch family?
Do you believe in Daniel Jones?
I do.
Forget the, okay, if I said he's going to cost you $40 million a year, Do you believe in Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's about where I think it should be.
That didn't sound definitive.
I can deal. Well, I mean, again, the number, all right, it's a big number.
Well, then what do you do with Saquon Barkley? Can I get Saquon Barkley 4 years, $40 million?
I don't. That would be dicey. That's a scarier situation. And he's the one that maybe I would think about franchising.
Okay, all right.
So that'd be the one I would think about. Daniel Jones, though, as I've said, and I think I've said to you before, you know, there's a lot of positives. There really is. And to say that he was with a bad offensive line the first 2 years of his career is really an understatement. It was the worst offensive line.
Yep.
And there's still not a lot of talent around him. And you're seeing a coach that kind of just put him in the right spot, polished a few things with his game, and all of a sudden, every week we go, I mean, Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley are carrying the offense. You see them play.
Yeah.
It's quarterback design run. It's handed to Saquon. It's bootleg. It's, oh, my gosh, I don't have a lot of time to throw it. I got to get it out of my hand quick on a drop back pass. He does that well. He scrambles well. So
I want to see the consistency. Yeah. You know, you got a good head coach. Now get him a couple of weapons there. Before I let you go,
right?
You want to talk about the elephant in the room?
What is that elephant?
Your feud with ESPN?
Well, I just don't like they cherry-picked. I got no problem with them putting me on blast. But I made a comment off of Von Miller talking with Micah Parsons a few weeks ago, right, with the Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles situation.
Yeah.
And Micah Parsons kind of saying, hey, it's the team. And I said, yeah. I said, Jalen Hurts is really good. I said, they would still be really good with Gardner Minshew. Like, I still think they would be in the conversation for one of the best teams in the NFC if Gardner Minshew was the quarterback. Does that mean they're as good with him as Jalen Hurts? No. But my problem with it, Dan, is, okay, they march the ball up and down the field against the Cowboys. He plays really good. He throws two interceptions, which one of them you go, no, receiver, you can't let the DB take it out of your hands and take the ball. And then they fumble the ball twice. They're up by 10 in the fourth quarter. But where was ESPN SportsCenter then? They didn't want to tweet anything. Hey, Chris, maybe you were freaking right with that comment.
Well, they
instead they're going to wait till the team falls apart.
They don't
after.
Do that.
All right.
And why would they put you on SportsCenter? You worked for NBC.
Well, why would they put me on their Instagram then and try to get all these likes and clicks and attention off of it?
Well, they want.
So all I'm saying is buck up, Bart, and then bring me on and talk, or give me credit the first week. Don't
okay,
cherry pick.
Why don't you show
to...
up? It's not right. that long a drive from Stanford, Connecticut, up to Bristol, and
right.
when Orlovsky walks in the door, you say, "Hey, we're going in together to do NFL Live."
I would love that. I love Dan, so I'm all for it. And I have nothing personal to Dan. I'm more about Omar, who runs the Instagram there, who I used to work with at Bleacher Report.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
yeah, that's
whoa.
Where.
Name calling.
That's
Omar.
Where I didn't get that.
Omar
yeah.
coming.
Omar coming.
Omar screwed me, and we were supposed to be friends. So that's where I didn't like that. And
okay.
I have no problem. I know I'm wrong sometimes. I get that. I have to make a comments and opinions about every subject in football. So I'm going to be wrong. I understand that. And I have great respect for Jalen Hurts. All I was saying is I didn't think he deserved to be in the MVP conversation with Mahomes.
But why don't
and
you
Burrow,
have
Josh
them
Allen.
On pro? Why don't you have Omar on Pro Football Talk Live?
Dan, you work there. You know how SportsCenter and the ESPN is. They don't let any of their employees talk to anybody ever. I mean, so I can't deal with it. So
okay.
I'm not the kind of guy that's just going to sit back and just let them slap me around. You know me well enough now, so. I attacked them a little bit, and you know, but it's nothing personal to any of their on-air talent. I just thought that was cherry-picking and a little bit of a BS move that they did there.
ESPN's got some spleening to do.
Yes, they do.
Full circle there with the spleen.
Well done. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Wait, you got Omar coming there, Marvin?
That's the sounds of the ESPN hallway.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like when Omar walks
through.
Down the hall. Could you take Orlovsky?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I like listening to Dan. He's awesome with what he does. I like to think I could take anybody. I mean, that's the way I am. I mean, geez, unless he's like a defensive tackle or an offensive lineman,
you can't take Booger and you can't take Swagoo.
No, definitely not. Definitely
Mina Kimes, you can't take Mina Kimes.
No way. I don't want to mess with her either. You're right. Hey, those are the real moments you got to have, though. Like, you know how those fathers always talk to their kids and, like, how a kid always thinks, oh, my dad can beat up anybody. I can remember, like, my kid being, like, 5 years old, 6 years old, and him seeing some football players I played with and them going, him going, well, Dad, you could still beat him up, right? And I went, nope, like, absolutely not. He'd kick the crap out of me, Philip. I got no chance. And I thought that was a good teaching moment to go, you know, sometimes, you know, you can't win them all. You just got to learn.
Good to talk to you as always.
Always, always. Say hi to those jerks back there.
Whoa. They're not Omar.
Oh, darn. I had them confused. Sorry for a second.
They're on your side. Wait, are you guys on Sims' side or Omar's? Seton?
Yeah.
More Omar?
Well, we're Sims-ish.
Oh, you're Sims-ish.
Yeah.
Good.
Always
good.
Chris.
I take that back. You're not jerks. I do like you guys.
You know, I'm on Omar's side because he's creating content, and that's his job.
All right. Well, I'm doing the same here, too. And one thing we do know is I can take you, and I know where you are. So you better watch it, all right?
But if I get you after you've been at the dispensary,
then I can take you. That'll tilt the scales for sure.
I can take you a little bit. Thank you, bud. All right,
guys.
We'll take a break. Play of the day up next. Time for new tires? Then time to get a hold of TireRack.com. They've been crushing it for over 40 years. I'd love to be able to tell you about one of our partners, how they can make life a whole lot easier for you. You talk to people who have experience, knowledge, passion to assist every single driver. Plus, the easy-to-use tire decision guide. How easy is it? Fritzy can use it. Answer a few questions, get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. They've got all the great tires. Now, they have something that's unique. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. A Tire Rack technician brings new tires to your home or office, installs them on site. The ultimate convenience, a game changer. Also, you can have them ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see for yourself. See how easy it is, and you'll hear the care and passion that they have. TireRack.com/Dan, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Box in the perimeter. 4 seconds to go. Gotta go. Drives. Scoops. Scores! 0.4 seconds remaining. De'Aaron Fox with 22 in the quarter has given the Kings the lead.
That's courtesy of the Jabs Radio, or Kings Radio Network, I believe. KHTK, 1140 AM. Jazz have lost 5 in a row by a combined 17 points. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Starter continue collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Once again, the Commanders, according to the mothership, expected to turn back to Taylor Heinicke. The backup quarterback is expected to be rookie quarterback Sam Howell. Carson Wentz, perhaps deactivated. Couple of phone calls in here. Scott in Arizona leads us off. Good morning, Scott. What's on your mind?
Hey, Danny. Thanks for having me on. Quick observation and then a comment about the my thoughts on the NFL's handling a Monday. My observation is, you know, 50 years, I'm an old guy like you, I guess, and 50 years of AM sports radio. You're too humble to say this, so I'm going to say it on behalf of the audience. Yesterday was your Al Michaels San Francisco earthquake moment. You handled it so well. For you to replay that Cincy sports guy's interview, because there's nothing else you could say that topped his observation, if that's not an Emmy, I don't know what is.
Well, thank you, Scott. What else do you have? Well, he had one other thought, I think. Well, can't top that, Scott.
Next time, Scott.
Yeah, sorry. Marv, did you do that?
No, MVC. Okay, yes, I did. I dropped it. Sorry.
Mm. Well, sorry about that, Scott. But thank you. Thank you.
He's out of the running already for Caller of the Year. It was almost about, it was off to a good start, but.
Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan, Danette.
Hi, Tom.
My birthday today.
Happy birthday to Tom.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Tom. Hey,
are you one? Are you two?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, don't hang up on me yet, Marvin.
Okay.
So I was thinking, Dan, I do like Steve Wilks. I do think he's take consideration in Carolina, but I was wanting to get your opinion on who the over-under is, what the over-under is going to be for coaches this year. So is Dallas going to get – If they get bounced by Tampa, are they going to be in the mix? Washington, maybe even New England? Question mark.
Oh, you know, I want to be fair to those who have their jobs that there hasn't been doubt about it. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury, I don't think is a very good coach, but he is under contract there, and they extended his contract. I'm assuming he's going to stay there. The Carolina situation, you got an interim head coach. They're, I would say, open for business. Denver, we know, is open for business. Indy is open for business. If Dallas, this is just a feeling. If Dallas doesn't get past the second round, I can't imagine Mike McCarthy's back. I just think Jerry Jones has been loyal to a fault with Jason Garrett, and he won't be that loyal to Mike McCarthy. Yeah, Paul.
If you're Sean Payton and you really have a lot of you have control, you have leverage. If Dallas ever offered you a job, would you say, yes, I'll take it if we have a GM to go with me?
Well, that's not happening.
Right. Then I would say, if I were Sean Payton, I said, then I'm not happening.
I wouldn't turn down being the coach of the Cowboys.
Without full control.
Yeah. You're never going to have that with Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Do I think Bill Belichick is on the hot seat? No. Do I think he would leave New England and go elsewhere? No. I mean, they're still in the playoff mix. I just think he's got to figure out, you know, offensive coordinator, what are you doing here? And, you know, do you love Mac Jones? And if you do, then go out and get some players for him. I mean, you watch New England and you go, who are the guys who change the game? How many guys do you have who can change the game? Not on offense. Defense. And that's all they're missing, it feels like, is, you know, who do we have? And you got to decide, is Mac Jones your quarterback? But, you know, Bill Belichick going someplace else to start over? I don't see that happen. Unless he went to Navy and coached Navy football. And I could see, is Navy football still open?
They did let their coach go. They have an interim coach. I don't know if they brought him up yet.
I could see that. Or I could see him going someplace else. Yes, Marv.
Or to coach lacrosse.
Yeah.
He loves lacrosse.
Yes, he does. We'll check in with the Buffalo Bills coming up next hour. More of your phone calls as well. We'll update the poll results. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly. One more item as we close out hour one. Instagram has become one of the top apps for online entertainment and connecting with others, but there's a downside. Cyber criminals use it to run online scams. Here's some of the most popular ones they're doing. Asking for more money. Telling you you want a prize, a gift card. Asking for you to apply for a job. Sending a link to an unsafe website. Got to understand how cyber criminals, cyber crime affecting our lives. Identity theft affecting our lives. So much personal information we put out there. You need LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. Taking loans out in your name, and if you become a victim, identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but protect what is yours with LifeLock. Join now, save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick for 25% off.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.